Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The following segment is from the Palpably Unfair podcast on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Seth Galina of Pro Football Focus joined us to talk about the Los Angeles Chargers head coach Brandon Staley and what it all means from a philosophical and schematic standpoint. So let's kick it to that conversation right now. 3 days ago, the Los Angeles Chargers hired Los Angeles Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley to be their head coach. But before we get into that fit, tell me, what was Staley able to do with the Rams that led him to being such a hot name in the search for a head coach after so very little time in the NFL? I think it's only 4 years. What was he able to do there that led to this promotion?
Well, they put together a pretty good defense. I mean, they were number one in so many defensive categories, whether it was like, you know, the old stuff we talk about, like total yardage. They were like top five, top three EPA per play, both the run and the pass. I think they were top three EPA per play per pass. And then I think it's definitely in the top 10 in per run also. So like they were like a legitimately awesome defense this whole season. It seemed maybe like it was all a mirage early because they had the NFC East on their schedule for the first, like, you know, like three of the first like five games or something like that. Then it turns out that they were a really good defense, and he brought in some concepts that I think a lot of colleges were using for a while now.
Yeah.
Like you said, so 4 years in the league, and before that he was DC of an FCS team and then a Division III team, and they won the national championship in Division III. So he still like has all those ideals, those ideas about how to play defense. And he kind of brought that stuff to the NFL kind of all together. And I think there's a lot of people who have done certain aspects of his defense, whether it's from the front, from the coverages, stuff like that. But I think him putting it all together was really interesting. And then I think the next part is just, this is what I wrote about in my article, was, you know, he's doing stuff that is a week to week thing. Like, hey, we're playing against this, so we need to be doing this. Instead of just saying, okay, well, we're going to run our defense, make a little few, like every coach is going to go into a game plan making a little like minor adjustments for sure. You don't have a choice. But he seemed to make a little more than just cosmetic adjustments, at least. So I remember early in the season, after they played the Eagles, and the Eagles are like, you know, this heavy, you know, gun zone RPO team. And I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Nate Tice, and he was like, hey, is this like, and he, you know, he was like, you look at asking us, it's me and some other people, like, hey, is this tight defense? Like, is this the thing we're seeing in college football? And he's, and we're like, yeah, that's exactly it. And then a few weeks later, I had to do some research for them. And I noticed that their nickel, he was playing often outside of the number two receiver, the slot receiver. Mm. And normally in the NFL, you're getting that player who's lined up inside of him because he's got to be part of the box to a certain degree. He's out of the box, but he's like, you know, he's got one eye on the running game. But now they're playing him outside of that player, which means he's not part of the run game, which means now the safety is part of the run game. So just changing stuff up a bit. And then Steven Ruiz, our mutual enemy, wrote a story about how they played the Seahawks in the first game. And he was playing pass first on first down because the Seahawks are a pass first team on first down this year. So instead of running that 3-4 tight front eight, they were getting in the gaps. They were getting after it.
I mean, because there are definitely some tools there with the Chargers in terms of pass rushing weapons. I think there's some great tools there. Derwin James is an all-pro move piece if he's on the back end and healthy. What's your best idea of what Staley can do with the Rams and how it translates or transforms when he's with the Chargers?
So the first thing that I thought about when this happened was the insane difference between what the Chargers were doing under Gus Bradley and now what they're going to be doing under Brandon Staley. Because Gus Bradley coming off the Pete Carroll tree, I mean, I know it's been a few stops, you know, since he's been in Seattle, but they run more cover three probably than the Legion of Boom Seahawks did. Right. Like, this is like, they will play one defense. The funny thing is, though, now, was Gus Bradley the DC in 2018? I believe he was, when they played against the Ravens in the playoffs. They were running some of that college tight 3-4 stuff because they were saying, well, we're playing against this Ravens team. This is like the seventh start of Lamar Jackson's career. And they're like, all right, well, look, this guy can't throw the football at all. Let's play a 3-4 tight. You know, let's stop the run. They were probably weren't running. You know, the Ravens were probably still – we're getting off topic a little bit, but the Ravens are probably still running like more of a zone based offense. Now the Ravens have changed a bit to that like gap stuff. So like, all right, well, let's run this tight. Let's put it in there. So they ran it and Joey Bosa came in, from an edge rusher position, played inside more like closer to where Aaron Donald played this season. Yeah. So there's ability there to morph those players into what Staley wants. With that said, do you want Joey Bosa to play 4-eye? For a whole season? No, right? Like, no.
You have the ability to do that in certain situations, and I think that's the key there, right?
Right, exactly. Like, I don't know if we're going to go see game one, play one, you know, like Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa lined up, you know, as nose tackles. Like, that's not going to happen. But the ability to to do that time to time, if you need it for a whole game because you're playing against a certain team, then there you go.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.